Lang. Thank you for the press for joining us to document this very important presidential transition meeting. I'm being serious right now. Even though we disagree, I'm eager to sit down for a respectful conversation.
Yeah, and get a load of me. Instead of being rude and crazy like usual, I'm doing quiet and serene. Which in many ways is a lot scarier.
Saturday Night Live opening, of course, with the fireside chat, or shake, I guess. They didn't really talk too much between President Trump and President Biden.
Thank you, everyone. You can scream your questions on the way out.
What's going to happen?
Should we move
to Canada?
As the press is being removed, then as they're talking privately, but we're still there watching.
All right, now that we're alone, let's get to work. We're going to go over that last few months of the NATO briefings. How does that sound?
Ugh. I forgot how boring president is. Love running, hate being.
Yeah, and of course Dana Carvey's fabulous, and I don't remember the guy who plays Trump, but I think he's the best Trump impression that we've had. The timing is what makes him so good, and Dana Carvey on the radio doesn't sound much like Trump, or doesn't sound much like Biden. He looks like he's got mannerisms, and it's the vocal pattern, but the voice is so wrong that you just kind of, you know, it's a little distracting when you're doing him. But anyway, President, you know, the Trump impression.
And I hate the White House. So old, so dated. So many of the carpets are stinky and sticky at the same time. Sort of like being at a Regal Cinemas. Now I have to live here for the next 4 years, possibly longer.
And remember, the safe targets for SNL for the liberals are Trump and Biden, but not yet Kamala. We still aren't seeing Kamala. They're not doing anything with Kamala, even though the news is very interesting about the campaign at the end. We're learning more about this. But Biden doing the weave, Dana Carvey doing Biden doing the Trump weave.
Donald, you're the president now. You can't just say anything you want to say. You got to watch how you talk. You should get a little lot of power, puff. Puff Daddy, Puffy Daddy, Puffy Daddy, Puffy Daddy. Riding on a pony, call him macaroni.
Wow. What the hell was that? Did you just do the weave?
Oh, come on, man. It's my own version of the weave. I call it the wander. I go here, or I go there. Do I come back? Guess what? No.
Just kidding.
All right, well, thanks for your advice, but I already know how to do president. It's all about surrounding yourself with the best people, and I am very fastly picking the most epic cabinet of all time. There's some of the most dynamic, free-thinking, animal-killing, sexually criminal, medically crazy people in the country.
Who are you thinking about?
Well, we've got Elon and Matt Gaetz. That's an alien versus predator.
I hate to laugh, but that's a good joke. I mean, that's a funny joke. Cause I laughed when I heard the joke. Jake, you just laughed hearing that joke.
I gotta start watching that show.
That's
again.
Brutal. We'll come back to it in a second because I spent a lot of time on Matt Gaetz. I thought there was always kind of the rule that you left spouses and families out of this. Somehow along the line, they have decided that, no, it's perfectly fine to mention Melania, and I don't understand because I think it's just wrong. I mean, if she does something particular or makes herself the focal point, maybe it becomes more legitimate, but you generally leave spouses and kids out.
We got Christy Noem and RFK Jr. They're killing the dogs. They're killing the bears. And Melania will be working remotely from divorce.
That's just not funny.
See what you're doing with these nominations. You're picking a bunch of wacko jackos, and test how compliant the Senate will be with your policies.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. It's all part of a very smart plan that I definitely thought of before you just said that.
But we'll get to the Matt Gaetz in a second, because that's, I know for us here, that's the most relevant portion. But that's kind of the setup to it. Before we get there, we've got Jake is in today. Yeah. Jake, welcome back temporarily tomorrow and Thursday for John Pickens. Yeah. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah. Melania never gets credit. She does not get credit for how smart and successful she is.
Absolutely.
And how much she cares about people. All right, so I'll get off that little soapbox. The rain should be starting soon, so if you can leave a little bit early this morning heading out on the roadways, please do. Our eyes are still on Highway 29 going through Cantonment. We do have reports in here to our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Roberts and Kingsfield Road are open this morning, but we're looking at Archer, El Camino, and Woodbury Circle. If the rain holds off, they might start working in those areas. Those might close, so we will keep you posted here. Just stay tuned here and update us on Andrew McKay's Facebook if you can, and we will bring that information to you ASAP. Otherwise, looking at Blue Angel Parkway, 98 in Pensacola, westbound right lane is blocked. Let's see where this is near here. This is right at Highway 98 and Blue Angel, right in that intersection. Looks like the westbound right lane is blocked from a vehicle crash. Crews are on the scene, so use caution getting through that area. And otherwise, we're looking good. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Executive Landscaping. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Yeah, I am suspicious they're not going to close the other three today because the rain, you know, would prevent them from putting asphalt in. So I don't know. That's I'm just going on what we were told yesterday from reliable sources. Hey, if you've got an import that you need to get work done on, or just have an import, it always needs to have work done on, just preventative maintenance, right? BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, good cars. You don't have to go to the dealership. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway or Highway 29, the new location on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. They work on the domestics. They work on the imports. They work on the diesels. They work on the gas. They work on anything that you drive in. The carclinicservice.com is the website, and kind of represents their philosophy, which is like a healthcare clinic for your car. Okay, they want you to come into them, you know, a little bit more often for the routine scheduled maintenance to prevent the big stuff. That's why you call it preventative. You do preventative maintenance so you don't have to have the big catastrophe that's inconvenient and usually more expensive. Bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. They also do fleet. If you have, you know, you oversee some cars for a company, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlan, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. Bobby Likas Auto Service in the classic location on Davis or the new location on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. Back to the Saturday Night Live open from Saturday night where, you know, it was all about the Trump-Biden fireside chat. And then, of course, Matt Gaetz shows up because he has been central in the news and, well, here.
Mr. President, it's not on your agenda, but Matt Gaetz is here to see Mr. Trump.
All right.
Okay. And I think being played by a diminutive woman, at least being played by a diminutive man, Matt's actually fairly tall and larger, but the eyebrows with like the artificially taped up archy vampire brows is kind of what they were going for here.
Hello, Mr. Trump. Thank you for having me. And thank you for seeing me. And might I say, giggity, giggity.
Giggity to you as well, Matt.
Bother you. I just wanted to thank you for nominating me for Attorney General. I'm going to do a great job. If anyone tries to break the law, I'll tell them what I told my eyebrows. Freeze.
It's funny, or were you just told to laugh? Now I'm going to play this next clip. And this is, of course, playing on the allegations of sexual impropriety that have been all in the news for the last several years, none of which has been proved yet, and all of which he has denied. But that is the go-to thing that's all they want to joke about. And here's what they said about our former congressman, maybe the next Attorney General of the United States.
Come on, are you serious with this guy? This guy's giving me the ick.
Me too, but I think he's going to be terrific.
Of course, I had to resign from Congress because the confirmation process comes at the busiest time of year for me.
The holidays?
Girls volleyball season.
See... it's just boring. It's not clever. And again, it's allegations which he has denied and nobody else has established. Well, there's the report. Yeah, there's a report. And? Like, look, I know the claims and allegations are concerning. They have been for years. But at some point, you have to decide, what do you believe? Who do you believe? What do you think is true? You know, I certainly wasn't there at any of these incidents. I've known Matt a long time. I've known Matt to be an honorable guy. I don't always agree with him. He's a really smart guy. I've said that before. And if they're going to prove something, prove it. And so far, nothing has been proved. I had somebody text him one time a couple days ago, like, oh, you're covering for Matt Gaetz and kicking the butt. And like, oh, you've proved any of this stuff? Show me. And the answer is no. So if it's proved, we'll talk about it when it's proved. Until then, it's just unsubstantiated allegations and reports, and this person said she saw this person. And look, we live in an era where people make all kinds of allegations, some of which turn out to be true and some of which turn out to be false. What do you expect me to do with that? That's where I come down on it. What do you expect me to do with that? Now, I think it would be weird not to notice that, of course, Trump has had not just allegations, but some things about him proven, okay, at least in a court of law, okay? And we know other things about him that aren't legally relevant, but in his past. We know some of the things that he has said that are cringe, at least. And then it's kind of odd that you have Matt with this cloud over him, again, of allegations that he denies. And you have, like, Pete Hegseth with his payoff of somebody in the past. And you start, like, this looks like a weird pattern for the administration. Or this is what they do to tar and smear and lie about people. And I'm just telling you, as somebody who hasn't had, not this exactly, you know, lied about me, but, you know, something like a woman several years ago made some... like, we could absolutely disprove it based on what we had on the air. It was an employee, okay? It was kind of funny. Like, she went to HR and complained, and I'm like, well, here's the clip. And they're like, oh, yeah, she's totally wrong. Exactly! You know, so it was easy to disprove. But then, you know, making allegations about other people that I work with, I'm like, that's false. You're false. So, like, the Me Too movement has been extraordinarily good at raising awareness of sexual power imbalances and, you know, sexual misconduct and the abuse that absolutely does go on. But it has also created a ripe field for false allegations, too. It's done both. The false allegations are really, really awful because there's no way to effectively deny you did something wrong sexually. There's no defense. Because even when you say, no, I didn't, you look like you're guilty. There's just no way of defending yourself against it. And so it's a very dangerous environment for men, even as it is a very favorable environment for bringing out truth about the abuses of men. Both are true. So that was the SNL open, and then they ended with what I thought was actually a fairly funny joke.
Need to take a little time off from this place.
What do you think you'll do next, Joe? Will you retire?
I'll do what every worn down old guy does. I'm going to fight Jake Paul.
That's right. I'm going to push President Carter around. You know, like, this wasn't that right, obviously. And by the way, just one last quick note on this whole comedy with Matt Gaetz and the allegations. It's just so lazy writing. It's really, instead of looking at, you know, I mean, Matt said a lot of controversial things. Matt has done a lot of controversial things. Okay, well, do that. Be more interesting. That's my recommendation to the comedian writers who are not going to listen to me. 624 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Early this morning, General William Scott flew to Seattle. Is his trip connected with the B-3 bomber?
Mrs. Rose, there, to the best of my knowledge, there is no B-3 bomber.
Speaking of the music that inspired Bono. Oh, man. Sex Pistols is such... changed a generation of music. Absolutely changed a generation of music. 628 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Rain is almost here. Expected all day today, starting this morning. 3 to 5 inches. So heavy rain once it really gets into it. The big system right now is over like not even quite to Mobile yet. It's over Mississippi and actually New Orleans, but it is coming here throughout the day. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We're looking great on our roadways out there right now. Looking at Highway 29 in Cantonment, we do have CSX Railroad closure this morning confirmed on Archer. So if you're heading down 29 south or actually north this morning, Archer has been confirmed closed. We're still going to be looking at El Camino and Woodbury Circle. The closures last night with Roberts and Kingsfield, they are open this morning, but all closures are dependent on the weather. So we're watching this rain coming in, as Andrew was talking about. Keep it tuned here to News Radio 92.3 for all the updates on those closures, and if you can, update us on Andrew McKay's Facebook page, and we'll let you know as soon as we can. Otherwise, around town, 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 90 through Milton and Pace, no problems there. And I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you do see anything out there, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
It's also on our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page as well, just in case you know want to access it there either way, or text us at 437-1620. That's the best way to get us information. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A third person is dead after a series of seemingly random knife attacks in Manhattan. A homeless man with a history of mental health issues was arrested for the killings. Police say 51-year-old Raymond Rivera, who had just been released about a month ago on burglary and assault charges, is now back in police custody for the ninth time this year. The final victim identified as a 36-year-old woman. All three of the knife attacks happened within a 2.5-hour span yesterday. Today marks 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russian troops poured into the country February 24th, 2022. And Los Angeles voting on whether they should officially become a sanctuary city today. That issue, of course, has been pushed recently by their city council and mayor because they're concerned about the mass deportation plans.
Yeah, the report anyway that Trump, or I think he even kind of confirmed something on Twitter X, but you know, the possible use of National Guard to do this, which would be a first for sure in history.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin formally lowers the threshold for using nuclear weapons.
Now, Russia's nuclear doctrine states it could consider using nuclear weapons in the face of a conventional assault supported by a nuclear power. This is said to be the Kremlin's response to President Joe Biden letting Ukraine fire U.S.-made long-range missiles deep into Russia.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There's testimony at Jose Ibarra's murder trial in Georgia about Laken Riley's smartwatch tracking where she was on a jogging trail and her heart rate during what prosecutors say was an 18-minute fight for her life.
When did her heart rate drop to zero?
So it went to zero at 9:28 and 23 seconds.
As University of Georgia police officer Wesley Dirk, yet the prosecution is expected to rest its case today. A judge, not a jury, is deciding the case at Ibarra's request. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is cloudy, 75 right now in Pensacola. Of course, we are expecting some heavy rain starting any time. Get 3 to 5 inches of rain across the area. Of course, we'll get more on that with our Channel 3 forecast and Brooke Richardson here in just a couple of minutes. Well, there's still no special election date set to replace Congressman Matt Gaetz and Tim Walz. Many had hoped for a quick turnaround on the election to fill Gaetz' seat before the next Congress is seated, but that's looking unlikely thanks to election security laws passed in recent years.
With the, I say, extra security that the state of Florida has added around vote by mail is that all those requests are cleared the December 31st after a general election. So starting January 1st, we won't have anyone that has a vote by mail request on record with our office that we'd be able to send one of these ballots to. So a lot of nuances that the state's working on in Tallahassee right now about when would be the best time to do this.
That is Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, and he says he's not expecting a general election until April. Primaries probably sometime in February. He said the elections would also need to be coordinated with South Florida as they replace Mike Walz and local municipalities that also have elections scheduled in the spring. Well, we are expecting some heavy rain today, and Fort Pickens at the Gulf Islands National Seashore is going to be closed due to this inclement weather. Campers there were evacuated yesterday. The Fort Pickens area will be closed until further notice. Park staff are planning to assess conditions later on this week. A former South Florida state senator will spend 60 days in jail after being convicted on 3 felony charges. Frank Artiles had faced 15 years for allegedly making illegal campaign contributions in 2020 to siphon votes from an incumbent state senator, Jose Javier Rodriguez.
This appears to be really the first time that there's a potential for accountability on these corrupt practices that keep happening. I do believe that significant penalty, and I know that state attorney's office is asking for jail time, would have a deterrent effect.
Rodriguez asked the judge to not give Artiles a slap on the wrist. The judge considered Artiles' military service and charity work and sentenced him to 60 days in jail, probation, and community service. He's also banned from working in politics again. An environmental group is suing the state in what they're calling a battle of David and Goliath. The Florida Springs Council announced yesterday they're suing the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. The nonprofit filed a petition just about a week ago asking for a court order to compel the FDEP to comply with a 2016 law. The FSC says that law requires the state agency to adopt uniform rules for issuing permits, which prevent groundwater withdrawals that are harmful to Florida's springs. The law was passed to make sure the springs had enough groundwater to thrive. The FSC says the Department of Environmental Protection's 9-year delay left them with no choice other than to take the fight to court. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, we're looking good on our roadways this morning. We do have some rain moving into the area. If you can, leave a little bit early this morning just to keep us all safe out there. We do have a confirmed road closure because of the railroad work that's been going on Highway 29 in Cantonment. That'll be Archer Road is confirmed as closed this morning. Roberts, Kingsfield, they're open. El Camino and Woodbury Circle, we're still looking at those this morning. If you have any updates, let us know. You can check out the 92.3 Facebook page. Andrew McKay has his Facebook page as well, or you can give us a text on our traffic tip line 437-1620. All closures for the railroad work is really dependent on the weather. So if this heavy rain moves in, we may have it back open. We will let you know. Because as you said, Andrew, asphalt doesn't go down when it's raining, right? So if it's wet on the roads, they're probably not going to be putting it down. But we'll just keep it tuned here and we'll let you know. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. So I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have heavy showers and thunderstorms as you go throughout your morning today. Temperatures going to be staying in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 66 degrees. Showers come to an end as we head into the evening, and then we will be looking at some sunshine for Wednesday, high near 73 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Looking much cooler by Thursday with sunny skies, high near 63. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 right now across the area. It's looking awfully cloudy. That rain could start anytime. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields slid this morning as tensions between Ukraine and Russia increased while investors awaited new data. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was lower by 5 basis points at 4.365%. The 2-year Treasury was also down by 5 basis points at 4.234%. Louisiana's OnStream CO2 has been awarded a $26 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. The funds will be used to develop its CO2 storage hub, which will store more than 250 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. Since student loan payments resumed for all borrowers in September, many student loan borrowers are feeling the squeeze. The Department of Education reports a national default rate of 12%, and the Pittsburgh region is one of the leading areas of the U.S. where student loan delinquencies are the highest. Futures are moderately lower as Ukraine and Russia tensions increase. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 55. That's Your Money Now.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs, and they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
So here's where we are. Over the past week, Joe and I have heard from so many people, from political leaders to regular citizens, deeply dismayed by several of President-elect Trump's cabinet selections, and they are scared. Last Thursday, we expressed our own concerns on this broadcast and even said we would appreciate the opportunity to speak with the President-elect himself. On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
You met with Hitler? Oh, my God. Mika Brzezinski and Morning Joe Scarborough telling their audience that they've completely betrayed everything they've been telling them for the last, God, 5 years?
It's time that fascism is called fascism, and Americans know exactly what they're voting for.
That was before the election. And then yesterday, they went on and very somberly explained to the audience how they've changed their mind. And now, well, it's time to make peace with the enemy for the sake of the country and the political discord and maybe the ratings.
Now, we talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents and media outlets. We talked about that a good bit. And it's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show, has watched it over the past year or over the past decade, that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
What we did agree on was to restart communications. My father often spoke with world leaders with whom he and the United States profoundly disagreed. That's a task shared by reporters and commentators alike.
You know, it's very interesting because, of course, her dad, Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, famous statesman, you know, man, yeah, and he would talk to everybody. But this idea that we sat, and they sat down, apparently, I mean, not for an interview, right? This was not a recorded or anything like that. This was literally just, we're going to have this, you know, this meeting and we're going to try to get along with each other or something like that. It does make me wonder, you know, is Jimmy Kimmel going to try to schedule a luncheon? You know, Stephen Colbert, are they going to try to schedule a luncheon? Or are they going to keep throwing zingers from a distance without actually meeting with the person? Remember, Joe Scarborough used to be a Republican. He was the Republican congressman from District 1, our congressman. Right? Like way, way, way back in the day. In fact, I think if I remember, this is pre-me, okay? I came in Jeff, what's his last name? Now all of a sudden it's been so long since he's been out of the game. But, you know, when you had the former supervisor of elections, David Stafford, was the chief of staff, I think, for Joe Scarborough back in the day, and then didn't go with him to the TV show, basically. They spent all of this time explaining how they haven't talked to Donald Trump in so long, and now they're going to, which again, they spent a lot of time explaining how Donald Trump is the evil one, the son of Satan, the devil, the Hitler, the fascist, the destroyer of democracy, the waster of worlds and the killer of everything, right? And now, well, you know, we can talk, right?
We had not spoken to President Trump since March of 2020, other than a personal call Joe made to Trump on the morning after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. In this meeting, President Trump was tearful. He was upbeat. He seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues. And for those asking why we would go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?
During these fraught times, we're doing what we can to bridge a divide.
So dignified.
To bring unity where there has been only disunity. To be the better people. To take the high road, as Michelle Obama so often said. And I'm mocking a little, but it'd be easier not to mock if they hadn't been so adamant about how evil, horrible, terrible, and weird he was. Right? They've set it up so that, of course, they're going to get lit up on social media by all of their liberal listeners for doing this, which is, by the way, the right thing to do. For them to, as theoretically news people, bridge builders, to go talk with folks, to hear from them, to take their side seriously. Or, you don't always have to, meet with the people you think low of, but you've got to be fair to them. Right, you've always got to be fair. And the problem is they have set themselves up as being so over the top that, with all of the crocodile tears and the crocodile fears, that, now they don't, where do you go from here when you lose? Oh, dang it. And when he doesn't destroy democracy and impose fascism and all the other things that he gets accused of, what do you do? Well, they're trying to set themselves up for doing, and again, it's the right thing, but you wouldn't have been in such an awkward place with your audience if you hadn't set it up as, God, he's the, third coming of the Antichrist or something.
Joe and I realize it's time to do something different. And that starts with not only talking about Donald Trump, but also talking with him.
Yeah. they're right, but they make it sound like it's such a big thing. What we did is we actually talked to the human that half the country plus voted for. We're so good. We're so brave. We're so bold. Look at us now. We'll come back to this in just a second. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Oh, this traffic report brought to you by PureTalk.com. We're still looking at Highway 29 in Cantonment this morning. We do have reports that Archer Road is closed, and we're still looking at El Camino and Woodbury Circle this morning. They may have closures due to some railroad work by CSX. Roberts and Kingsfield are open, though. If you did experience some closures on those yesterday and last night, those are open this morning. And we do have some rain kind of teasing us this morning, just moving into the area very, very slowly. So the roads probably will be wet on your commute going into work this morning. So if you can, leave a little early. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Don't see anything out there slowing you down yet. If you do see anything out there, let us know. 437-1620 is our traffic tip line. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, Jake, I feel like it's look at the radar, look out the window. Look at the radar, look out the window see if the rain is arrived just yet. Hey, while you're making decisions for the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're also probably thinking about your house if you've been thinking about selling or buying or changed and moving, whatever. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they do a great job of helping you figure it out, answering your questions, help you think through the implications and make a good decision and a good offer. And if you're selling, how to take a good offer and which things to say yes and which things to say no to. Like, for example, one of the things, and I keep saying this because I just think if you go to sell a house, you're going to find this out and it's going to be surprising to you. It never used to be the case that the potential ability of a buyer to insure the home was even an issue. But we live in Florida and things have changed. It never used to be an issue how old your roof was, as long as it was reasonable, or how old your AC was, or how old your water heater was, for goodness sakes. And now those are issues. Somebody might say, that water heater's 8 years old. You got to replace it. What? Well, maybe. That's the way the market is right now. So you need a good experienced realtor with 175 homes sold last year and, going to be in that same vicinity again this year to really advise you on what's normal and what you need to do to get a good price and all the way through to closing. 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. So back to the final comments from Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski yesterday. I guess Did she go by Mika Scarborough? I don't think she changed her name when they got married. Which, by the way, as a side note, is a very, very good example of why people in proximity working together of the opposite gender, it's very likely for things to happen. Why? Because you like and respect each other and admire each other, and you get to show your best self to each other, and you get to see all the things that are appealing about another person when they look nice, preparing, acting well, being smart, generating feeling. I mean, that's normal. Like, it's really, really normal, and there's nothing surprising. You don't have to explain why Joe and Mika wound up married to each other. That's really the expected thing. That's why, you know, I mean, look, the truth is, when spouses have concerns about spouses and work environments around members of the opposite sex, there's a reason, you know, because that's actually a very common byproduct of people working together and showing their best selves to each other. Anyway, I'm a little off topic about her. I don't know whether she changed her last name. I haven't really watched a lot of Morning Joe in a long time. I just kind of see the reports and see the clips and whatever. But this one caught my interest because I thought it was such an interesting shift from where they have been. As I said, you know, trying to make it sound like they're doing this big favor to the country by listening to, you know, half the country.
As somebody close to Donald Trump told me this past weekend, this is a president who's not seeking re-election. So maybe, just maybe, now could be the time for both parties to get to work. And I know, given the jarring headlines that we read every day, that may seem like a stretch. But think about this. Of the 150 million votes cast, Donald Trump got 50%. Kamala Harris got about 49%. So I don't know. Seems to make sense for leaders of both parties to seek common ground, if it's possible at all.
Maybe could have done that before the election. Maybe instead of being on the losing side and trying to act like the uniters, that also looks a little bit like, oh no, where are we? We're in trouble if we don't make some moves, which again, they're doing the right thing, but kind of, you know, a little late after you've already been saying the other side is these incomprehensible fascists or whatever.
I will tell you, a lot of Democratic leaders we've talked to this past week since the election have told Mika and me it's time for a new approach. And when I say top Democrats, I mean top Democrats. They said, we're open. And this was before we talked to Donald Trump. They said, listen, we're open to working with the incoming president if the incoming president is open to working with us.
Yeah. The question is, though, how do we get there? Hyperbole and personal attacks will not work.
Wait, on your part or on Trump's part? I'm not sure who you're talking about now.
Matt Gaetz's eyebrows.
Yeah, right. Somebody sent in the best text. They said, they're making it, 437-1620, they're making it sound like they talked to Kim Jong-un or Vladimir Putin. That is what they're making it sound like. You know, we just got back from Moscow. And
so cold.
You know, it seems to us that he's willing to work with us if we're willing to work with him. What it sounds like. Oh, that's such great. Great analysis. Well done. All right. That's enough for me. And of course, you know, people are sending me all these texts about him being here in Catholic high school and, you know, used to live here. Of course. Right. Of course. Oh, and also Jeff Miller. Sorry. I just couldn't remember Jeff's last name. I apologize. After the former congressman who's been on the show many times back in the day. So I don't know. Just, you know, every once in a while you're 53. Jake has got. Not yet. Sorry. We'll be back in just a minute. We're watching the rain, too, which is not quite here. But menacing us.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMen'sHealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida Blue and Egg Fest Pensacola invite you to a healthy grilling celebration Friday, November 22nd, 11:30 to 2 at the local Florida Blue Center at 1680 Airport Boulevard. Meet the Florida Blue healthcare team and enjoy watching the expert chefs at work. Open enrollment has started, and choosing the right health plan is simple. When you work with Pensacola's Florida Blue Center, find your health solution at Airport and 9th.
While supplies last, even attendance is required. Parent or guardian must be present with children. Policies and limitations and exclusions. Blue Cross Blue Shield, Florida Incorporated, DBA Florida Blue.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What do you propose?
It's simple. We kill the Batman.
If it's so simple, why haven't you done it already?
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
We don't often get to pay off our Metallica fans, but, you know, every once in a while on a rain impending Tuesday when the railroads are closed and Joe and Mika have explained how they just met with Kim Jong Trump.
The belly of the beast.
By the way, I was trying to figure out what it reminded me of, and this is what it reminded me of. Remember that comment he said?
When I say top Democrats, I mean top Democrat.
What that reminded me of was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
We have top men working on it right now. Who?
Who?
Top men.
Okay, Jake's got our traffic for us. Jake?
There's a joke there I will not go for.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so Archer Road on Highway 29 in Cantonment. Archer is closed due to these railroad improvements that we have going on in Cantonment. Roberts and Kingsfield is open. We're still looking for El Camino and Woodbury Circle. If anybody has any updates on that, let us know on our traffic tip line 437-1620 or on our Facebook for News Radio 92.3. All closures are dependent on the weather, so as this rain moves into the area, we might see those cease for the day, but just be careful out there. It's going to be wet.
All right. Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, cigarette smoking levels are the lowest they've ever been in the United States, but Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says there's still more to be done. He's releasing a report today. He wants to lower nicotine levels to non-addictive levels. He predicts that could prevent 8 million deaths.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Rain coming. Be prepared for it today. Lots of rain.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.